I'm so happy to have you listening today to the Ministry of Sermon and Song. And as usual, we really trust that God will use this program to be an encouragement to the heart of the saints of God, who are, of course, the large majority of our listeners, and then that it might bring conviction to the heart of the lost who may be listening. Surely, with the wide coverage that we have through the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and a number of other stations around the world, surely there is someone listening to this program today who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. So listen carefully, for today we are in the midst of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the good news, the great tidings, the glad tidings that Jesus came to earth, that he died on the cross to make an atonement for your sins. He shed his precious blood and applied it on the mercy seat in heaven to make an atonement for you that you might be saved, that he was raised from the dead and sits now at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for the saints of God. And this is the good news of the gospel. And we are in John chapter 19 in the midst of the account of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're at verse 35. In the preceding verses, last week you will remember we talked about the soldiers breaking the legs of the thieves on either side of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were not yet dead, and it was just about time, nearing 6 o'clock, when the Jewish Sabbath began, and they did not want to have them hanging on the cross alive on the day of the preparation for the Sabbath day. So therefore, they had their legs broken. That was the order that was given the soldiers. But when they came to the Lord Jesus Christ, they found that he was dead already. He was already dead. Now that, of course, lets us know that Jesus knew exactly when to give up the ghost, exactly when to pass his spirit back into the hands of the Father and into the work that God had given him to do after he left the body that God had given him upon this earth. He knew exactly when to say, "It is finished." He knew exactly when to present himself into the presence of God and let his spirit be given back to God. Well, he was already dead when the soldiers got there to break his legs. And so they did not break his legs. Now, we'll read a couple of verses further here, and we'll see that God knew that they would not break his legs, and he told us that back in the Old Testament. But at least they saw that he was already dead, and they did not break his legs. But then a soldier, how callous can a person be, took his spear and rammed it into the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he thought he was doing it for evil. He thought he was doing it in mockery. He thought he was doing it to have fun. He thought he was doing it to have another thrill. He thought he was doing it just to show the people around how much authority he had under the Roman governor Pilate to cast a spear or place a spear into the side of Jesus Christ on the cross, even after he was dead. But you see, God used that and allowed that to happen so that we might have absolute, indisputable truth that Jesus Christ actually died on the cross. He did not swoon. He did not go into a coma and then awake later in the tomb. Jesus actually died, for no man could have his side pierced with a spear of a Roman soldier, and blood and water, which shows, of course, that he was dead, gushing forth from his side. That could not have happened, and him still lived. And then the Apostle John in verse 35, our beginning verse for today, "And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe." Now, John, who was there, John, who saw it, you know John was there. Now, evidently, John took Mary away from the cross before this time and took her probably to his home and then returned. You see, Jesus hung on the cross from 9 o'clock in the morning until just before 6 o'clock in the evening. That's the way we compare time. That's the time that we use. Jewish time, of course, ran differently. Their day began at 6 o'clock in the evening of our day. But anyhow, he hung there for many hours. So after Jesus told John, behold your mother, and he told Mary, behold your son, John took her to his home, and from there on, John took care of Mary. We discussed that in recent programs. Now, we find John must have come back to the cross and was there at the end and saw the actual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he said, and he that saw it bare record. Now here he didn't call his own name, but that's who he was talking about. And his record is true. He said, I'm telling you, and it's true. He that knoweth that he saith it true, that you might believe. In other words, John is saying, I saw the soldier ram the spear into the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. I saw that happen. I saw the blood gushing from the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no doubt that he was dead there on the cross. And, of course, another proof is the soldiers recognized him to be dead even before they pierced his side with the spear. And yet, even in John's day, I'm sure this was written some time after the cross, and I'm sure in John's day there were already those who were saying he didn't really die on the cross. If they saw him and 500 saw him alive later on, then he really didn't die. And surely the disciples must have stolen his body from the tomb. And surely the soldiers must be telling the truth when they said the disciples came and stole him away. So Jesus really didn't die and he didn't raise from the dead. Well, John said, I know that to be a fact. I saw him die. I know he was dead. So there's no argument that can be made against that. Here is an eyewitness death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, that witness is true. I saw it with mine own eyes. And of course, there are other evidences that Jesus actually died on the cross there for the sins of mankind. Therefore, his body died. His spirit, as you well know from studying Scripture, went into paradise. And there in the heart of this earth, he told those who were there captive that the cross had been finished, his death had been accomplished, the sins had been paid for, and now they were ready to be delivered from their place of captivity in paradise in the heart of this earth to the third heaven, where he went to sit eventually at the right hand of God the Father. What a great God we have. What a great Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he yours? Have you trusted him? Have you believed all of this and accepted it as fact and true and as the fact that he died for you? If not, do so right now, for there's no other way but Jesus' way to get to heaven.